It may be that this business of ours, of getting free, is better expressed as recovering our stolen or suppressed voices. As the soul grows, the voice grows, not just in an auditory sense, but in its authenticity, strength, power, and certainty with which we express its message, all grow as we claim our voices. We have not yet discussed as a people that which we know to be true, that the accumulation and hoarding on the part of the tiny few of the majority resources of the planet means that this tiny few, these Plato's tribesmen, in determining what qualities are rewarded, that's the wage work system, right? And which are disallowed or punished, determine, set the terms for, shape what humans, we humans subject to their rule, can be, causing thereby endless confusion and grief. As we try to figure out why we're so unhappy, fueling thereby a continuously lengthening train of helpers, peopling the ever-growing, helping industries. This is the behavioral structural surround that corresponds to the structural surround of the individual nation state accomplished by the interstate system, i.e., AKA the global state statesman. Each of us, while seeming to operate within a set of unique constraints, are really operating within the same one, our imposed and enforced separation from one another. The imposed separation and silencing of our true voices. And what I've been helped to see is that we do have to long, I think, for this world in which we have access to each other, to the authentic people, to our authentic selves. Can we fall in love with ourselves through voice? The issue we are facing right now is how to confront this lockdown power has on us. That our response must be global is clear. That it must be best devised to resist and hopefully nullify the intended effects of clandestine agent action is also clear. And the strategy we come up with must also embrace the flip of this, be designed to bring the maximum amount of authentic people in. And then we must trust that the right elements of love will combine of their own action and under only the earth's compulsion from which more life comes.